The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
This program contains explicit content and subject matter which may be unsuitable for some listeners. Discretion is advised. Sex Out Loud is brought to you by Good Vibrations, creating a buzz since 1977.
Smart, sexy, kinky, fun.
Welcome to Sex Out Loud with your host, sex educator, author, and filmmaker, Tristan Taramino. It's sex-positive radio like you've never heard before. Tristan talks about sexuality from every angle with leading authors, experts, artists, and icons. From sex education and sexual politics to BDSM and non-monogamy, nothing is off limits. So get ready to open your mind and expand your horizons. This is Sex Out Loud. And now here's your host, Tristan Taramino.
Welcome to Sex Out Loud. I have got a great guest coming up on the show, Metis Black, who is the founder of Tantus, Inc., one of the pioneering silicone sex toy companies in the world. We're going to talk about how she started this company and became a dildo slinger for a living, as well as sex toy safety and toxic toys. But first, it has been a busy and historic week in the world of politics, and I feel like I need to address some of the things that happened. To help me do that, I have got my associate producer, Raymond, to chat with me. Raymond is amazing. He is responsible for booking all of our guests on the show. He is the behind-the-scenes guy, who makes this show happen. And I thought it might be time to, you know, bring him out into the open or on the air, as it were. So he's here, right, Raymond?
Hi, Tristan. I've always wanted to say this. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Very excited to be here.
Okay. Well, I should also tell people we are live and taking your calls. So you can give us a call at 866-472-5788. 866-472-5788. You can also post questions on Twitter at Sex Out Loud Radio or on Facebook.com/AskTristan. So I want to start, Raymond, in Texas, where State Senator Wendy Davis staged a filibuster. She stood and spoke for 13 hours on the floor of the Texas Capitol in order to block SB 5 from being put to a vote. That is the bill that would have banned most abortions after 20 weeks of pregnancy and tightened standards on abortion clinics and the doctors who work at them. Critics of this measure basically say that it would have shut down most of the abortion clinics in Texas. So Senator Davis became a YouTube and Twitter sensation and a feminist heroine seemingly overnight, which is incredible. I mean, she really proved to me that one person can make a difference. But I was also kind of disheartened that Senator Davis had to go through all of that to simply protect the rights and bodily autonomy of women in the state of Texas. What are your thoughts on this?
The two things that kind of stand out for me with the story, well, that kind of came to light afterwards, was first was that Wendy Davis is kind of like a filibuster expert, because apparently, like, that, she was brought in. Like, that is something she was really good at. I guess 2 years ago, she did a 12-hour filibuster to basically protect funding for Texas schools. So that's definitely, like, that's her skill, which I really admire, that, like, that is her legislative, like, skills, that she has the ability to stand up there, you know, and talk for 11, 12, 13 hours. But it's also, I mean, I've actually was following what was happening since last Thursday, because it started in the House when the bill was introduced, and just thousands of Texas, well, not just women, I mean, citizens, mostly women, but all sorts of citizens showed up and stayed till like 4 a.m. offering testimony against the House bill. And then they ended up convening again on Sunday. One of my favorite moments from that, also hat tip to rhrealitycheck.org. They really were like on the ground in Texas and doing a lot of work there. And Jessica Luther is really big on, was tweeting and live tweeting there and supporting that. And, but the state rep, Sinfonia Thompson, she got up there. She was introducing an amendment to the bill. So this was really a team effort. Like this, they were calling it the people's filibuster because a lot of people were really involved in really delaying this process. And Wendy Davis kind of came in as like the ninth inning, like, you know, like hit it out of the park type thing.
Right. The closer. She's like
exactly,
the filibuster closer.
Right,
yeah.
Right. Although, so Sinfonia Thompson came out there and she got up to the mic and just hung a wire coat hanger right on the microphone. And then she introduced her amendment, which was to basically make an exception for abortions in rape cases. And that's what then the response to that state rep Jody Lobenberg, the representative who introduced this bill in the House, her response to that was she didn't want to provide an exception for rape victims because, quote, in the emergency room, that's what's called rape kits, where a woman can get cleaned out.
This is like another example of people who don't know about basic biology,
right?
The basic reproductive system and how it works.
And it's even sadder that this is a woman who said that, like she doesn't understand basic biology. So that was pretty amazing. And that you can't even blame that happened at 9 o'clock at night. It wasn't even a 4 a.m. gaffe. Like that was, you know,
she planned that. She
right.
has that in her head that she believes
right.
that, which
exactly.
is just.
The
most insane thing. Well, it's a good week for people in Texas, and it was a good week for the gays.
Yes, it was.
Because the Supreme Court dismissed a case that sought to overturn this lower court decision, which struck down Proposition 8, which is the California marriage law that defined marriage between a man and a woman. So the decision basically paves the way for gay and lesbian marriages to resume in California. And in fact, tonight, right before we went on the air, the U.S. Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals cleared the way for gay marriage to resume in California immediately.
Excellent.
There was word that the Prop 8 plaintiffs, Chris Perry and Sandy Steyer, are at San Francisco City Hall as we speak getting married.
Congratulations to them.
I know. Congratulations to them.
Someone's getting married right now. That's very sweet. Someone's getting gay married.
Gay married.
Which, right.
And then finally, also in a 5-4 decision, the court ruled that a portion of the Defense of Marriage Act, DOMA, which denies federal benefits to same-sex couples, was ruled unconstitutional, which means married same-sex couples who live in states where their marriages are legal cannot be denied benefits from the federal government that married straight people get. And
right.
there are actually more than 1,100 places within federal law and different programs where being married actually makes a difference, from eligibility for family medical leave, Social Security survivor benefits, pension, bankruptcy benefits, even access to health care for a spouse.
Right.
So this is a crucial thing. It's going to affect the 130,000 married same-sex couples in the United States. Probably after today, after we add everyone in California, we're going to bump that number up.
Right, by a few thousand at least.
And I think it means that the tide is turning. Public opinion is shifting. But we are far from being done, obviously.
Right, right. Well, because one thing, so for the people who are in the 13 states and D.C. where it's legal, this opens a lot more doors for them. But then there's all this kind of murky ground as far as, like which federal agencies follow if your marriage happened in a state where same-sex marriage is legal or whether it's not. So say, for example, I'm in North Carolina and I go to New York and get married. I might get some federal benefits because we're gay married in New York, but North Carolina, like the IRS and I think Social Security, they do it by the marriage, like where you're living, not where you got married. So there's still just all these kind of a lot of things that they're gonna have to figure out basically in the next sort of few months and years.
Right, which is, I mean, and it's confusing even to those of us who've, like, read up on it.
Right.
I also think it's important to say that this also affects primarily white and affluent queer people. I mean, it is not going to end discrimination or injustice or hate crimes or even fix our entirely broken healthcare system. I mean, I think it's funny that it's like, well, now you can have access to healthcare, but the healthcare system is so
exactly.
screwed up that, like, yeah, now gay people can get in on the screwed up healthcare system because we still don't have, you know, anything.
And I've certainly seen some people who were just like, oh, thank goodness the gay marriage thing is done because now can we talk about these other issues, you know?
Right.
They're ready to move on. So.
Right, and I think that that's important. And also, the Supreme Court didn't give us, meaning us liberals, progressives, everything we wanted because, as you know, they invalidated a critical part of the Voting Rights Act, which gives nine states the right to change their election laws without approval of the federal government. And
yeah, and I think like 30 seconds after it passed, Texas totally passed some like shady voter ID bill. So
exactly.
Yeah.
And in some of his comments, Chief Justice Roberts seemed to imply that basically racism and the disenfranchisement of people of color is over. We're over it.
Yeah.
And no one proved that more wrong this week than Paula Deen.
Oh, Paula Deen.
We have to talk about Paula Deen. So if anyone's living under a rock and doesn't know, as part of a deposition in a case filed against her by a former employee, Deen admitted under oath she has used the N-word. And she also talked about her desire to do a Civil War era themed wedding where the staff is entirely made up of African American men wearing black shorts and white shirts and bow ties.
Yes.
This is basically a fancy way of saying she wants to have a slave wedding.
Right. Plantation days.
Plantation days. And then in her attempt to repair her image, her media appearances have been basically disastrous because she will not take responsibility for what she has said.
Yeah, like, and I like, she kind of apologizes, like, yeah, I said some stuff when I was younger. I was like, didn't this happen, like, last year? Like, what do you mean younger? This isn't like you got caught blogging as a teen, you know?
right.
Yeah, and we were talking about this before. This is also, the lawsuit's about a hostile work environment. So this is more like a general atmosphere of things and, you know, and people being promoted, other people and being paid. So it goes way beyond just like, you know, a slip of an epithet here or there. Like, this is really about sort of a categorical atmosphere in the Paula Deen empire. And, you know, I mean, I defended her last year because I was very adamant, like, butter doesn't cause diabetes and y'all need to like lay off on that. But I can't really, you know, she has so much hubris and, you know, seeing her empire fall and all her sponsors drop one by one. I can't just, you know, I just feel like, well, that's what happens. You know, you get too big and you get too big for your britches, as we say down here. And that can be what happens.
Well, it's certainly a sense of entitlement. But the thing that I've been thinking every time, you know, she goes and says something wrong is, can she make this right? Could she really change people's minds about her after everything that she said? And I came up with an answer, which is that I think there needs to be racism rehab. I mean, my friend Johan actually decided when I told him this idea that it should be called Bigot Boot Camp.
There you
which
go.
Is thank
yeah.
you, thank you, Johan. It's probably a more catchy name. But I really think that there needs to be some sort of rehab for people whose fear, ignorance, and intolerance has essentially ruined their lives.
Yeah. Well, and I did also see, I think today she hired the woman who was the inspiration for Olivia Pope for her publicist. I can't think of that woman's name. Judy
Yeah, she's a fixer for sure.
Yeah.
I mean,
so,
well, she obviously
is
got
in the big guns. So.
But okay, but beyond the fixing, I don't want the spin. I don't want Paula Deen to change the spin. I want her in a 30-day inpatient program where she has to actually address where this comes from, address her cultural background, her family of origin, you know, face her fears, her ignorance, check her privilege, become more aware and sensitive to differences, figure out what it is she said and why it's so wrong, because I don't think she's figured out why it's so wrong.
Right.
I mean, do you think if she went to rehab for racism or bigot boot camp, and did some soul searching and apologized, do you feel like people would forgive her, would believe her?
Well, I do this. I want to give a shout out. I read an open letter to Paula Deen by Michael W. Twitty, who does the blog Afro Culinaria. He's Kosher Soul on Twitter, and he wrote a great piece. And he is a food historian, and he actually invited Paula to an event on a plantation in North Carolina to kind of see and look at the history of African American food from his perspective and Southern food. So he believes it's possible, and I'm inclined to go with what his perspective on this.
Well, we should tweet out that link and also put it up on our website, because that was a really good piece.
Yes.
Well, I can't let you go without telling you that if this racism rehab becomes, you know, an industry, I think then it has to also have the requisite reality show on TLC hosted by Morgan Freeman and Ellen DeGeneres. Don't you think?
Yeah, why not? Go big.
And of course, then if we have the reality show, we've got to have Bigot Boot Camp XXX, The Violation of Paula Deen, a porn parody.
Porn parody coming
featuring
to you.
Black men and plenty of butter.
Yes, yes, yes.
On that note, we've got to take a break, and I've got to let you go.
Yes, thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining me to talk about This Week in Insane Cultural Politics. Maybe we'll have a regular segment, and that's what we'll call it.
Sounds
great.
This
Week in Insane Cultural Politics. Okay, bye, Raymond.
Bye.
So coming up after our break, we're going to be joined by our guest, Metis Black, and we're going to talk all about silicone sex toys, safety around sex toys, and what it means for some sex toys to be toxic. Please stay with us. More Sex Out Loud when we return.
Stimulating talk.
It gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
Good Vibrations is the San Francisco Bay Area-based women-friendly retailer trusted for more than three decades to provide a comfortable, welcoming, and safe environment for quality sex toys, educational materials, and products that enhance and empower one's sex life. Good Vibrations offers its products at six retail locations in San Francisco, Berkeley, and Oakland, California, and in Brookline, Massachusetts, as well as online at www.goodvibes.com. Online ordering is discreet and trusted. We believe that pleasure is your birthright, and one of our highly trained staff members can help you choose the product that is perfect for you at 1-800-BUY-VIBE. Call us 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Pacific Time at 1-800-289-8423 or visit us online at www.goodvibes.com.
Ready to take your sex life to the next level? Let Tristan Taramino's award-winning expert guide sex education series help. Each DVD is packed with honest information, explicit techniques, scorching sex scenes, authentic chemistry, and real female orgasms. Go to puckerup.com and use coupon code SEXOUTLOUD for 25% off your order.
You're tuned in to Sex Out Loud with your host, Tristan Taramino. We want to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, please send an email to Tristan at puckerup.com. That's Tristan at puckerup.com. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Sex Out Loud, everyone. I also want to say that this is the very first show officially of our second season. And I want to welcome back Astroglide and WeVibe, who both renewed their sponsorship of Sex Out Loud. I'm so thrilled to get their support, and I hope you support them too. We also have a brand new presenting sponsor, and that is Good Vibrations, which is the San Francisco-based retailer that's been trusted for more than three decades to provide a comfortable, safe, and welcoming environment to find sex-positive, quality products and educational materials to enhance and empower your sex life. They've got 6 retail stores, a wholesale product line, and an amazing website at goodvibes.com. So you should definitely check them out. We are live today, so I want to remind you that we can take your calls at 866-472-5788, 866-472-5788. So let me introduce our guest for today. Metis Black founded and built Tantus Inc., a sex toy manufacturing company that has helped change the profile of sexuality products. She has used Tantus to mainstream silicone products and educate the industry on material safety and sexuality. Tantus won the 2012 Store Erotica Boutique Brand of the Year Award. Metis' success has brought her accolades inside and outside of her industry. Her articles on material safety standards in sexual products and the chemistry of products, such as lubricants, have been widely published. Some of her publishing credits include Good Vibrations Online Magazine, On Our Backs, AVN, XBiz, and the Free Speech Coalition. She's really become the go-to industry person about sex toy material safety. She's really been quoted in hundreds of articles online and in print, and she's proven to be a champion for sex educators and a mentor to other small business owners. So I am so thrilled to have her on the show. Welcome to Sex Out Loud, Metis.
Thank you so much, Tristan. You are such a joy, and I'm so glad that someone organizes something like this because I don't have the brain to do it. you know, the people who can put things in context are just amazing.
Now, you founded Tantus in 1997, 1998, at a time when there were less than a dozen manufacturers of silicone sex toys in the world.
Absolutely. You know, it was like less than 10, I think. And no one was trying to actually get it into the mainstream marketplace. They were just trying to make it for these little boutiques. And that was one of the things that Tantus wanted to change. Here was the safest soft material out there, and yet you had to be in an elite store like Babeland or Good Vibrations or Smitten Kitten in a very metropolitan area in order to even know about it.
So yeah, I mean, I was struck. You have this amazing kind of origin story, which is like the unofficial history of Tantus on your blog, metisblack.com.
Oh my God, and that blog. So this is a blog I started, but even the picture isn't of me on it. I'm going, are we ever going to actually really do this? But yeah, we have a great story up there.
And so I was struck that you went to this toy show. It was like your very first adult novelty show. And you were talking to all these mainstream adult novelty people. And you were talking about silicone. You were trying to do all this education that silicone is boilable, it's bleachable, it's hypoallergenic. And one of the things that you kept saying to people was, it will last a lifetime. And you said, that's where they lost you.
Exactly. Their planned obsolescence was so much built in, you know, that your slimline vibe, you might, you know, it might only work for 2 weeks, but you were going to come in and buy yet another one next week. So it was, you know, it was this turnaround, and you didn't need new products in your store. You just needed those products. They were the staples. And, yeah, the world has changed so much since then. But the wonderful thing was everyone sniffed the butt plugs.
Oh, that's a good quote. Everyone sniffs our butt plugs.
Exactly. We had the booth designed like a gallery. So we had these podiums, and right in the front was, because they're shorter than most products, the dildos and the vibrators, the podium in front was all the butt plugs. And I'd say, you know, there's no smell, and jelly toys were the toy du jour. I mean, everyone was talking about them, the colors, the bubbles, the, you know, how amazing jelly was. But jelly of toys, which are PVC, they stink to high heaven. So everyone was smelling the butt plugs. They would just reach down when I said they don't smell, pick one up and put them next to their nose.
Okay, but jelly toys smell for a specific reason. So why don't you explain? It's more than just a smell.
Well, they're here. So now we're into phthalates. PVC, which is, you know, your water pipes are made of PVC, and PVC is perfectly safe as long as it's really hard. But when you have something that's PVC that's soft, there are phthalates in them. Those are plasticizers. And what the phthalates do is keep it, it keeps it
soft.
Destabilizes it. So mm-hmm. it makes it smell, and it makes it very soft, but it also, you know, is always, the material is now always trying to make itself stable, so it's always putting electrons out there and trying to recombine with yet another, you know, another material to make it whole again. The PVC without the phthalate was a whole material. So it's always degrading. And that's why toys melt when they're next to one another. It's why the gases are so bad. To this day that we have a problem with this.
And it's also why there's like sometimes an oily film. If you get a toy home and it has an oily film or it's stained the packaging in some
way,
that means there are phthalates involved.
Yes. And there can be other oils involved too. So you can, you know, you like, if there's too much, if there's a lot of dimethicone, in a silicone toy, like if it's a super soft tennis toy or a, if it's Vixen's, soft material,
it can
have a lot of silicone in it, this one type of silicone, which, you know, you find in silicone lube as well, which makes it really soft, but it can put out an oily finish.
Mm. So you're known for basically mainstreaming silicone because before you, there were silicone toys, but you could only find them in these sort of boutique stores. And then all of a sudden, Tantus, you could find it at some random adult bookstore in some small town. I remember I once mispacked. I got somewhere. It was actually in Santa Barbara. I got to Santa Barbara, and I had left all my sex toys at home by accident. Like, I didn't pack that bag. And I went to this place. It's no longer there, but it used to be this really old school adult bookstore called The Riviera. And they had Tantus. They totally had an entire line of Tantus.
We had to educate, you know, educate the distribution channel, the store owners, the store buyers, and the store clerks into why, what was going on with toys and why this was a better choice. And at the time, you know, I laugh now that there's Lilo's and Wee Vibes out there and all this very expensive sex toy. Everyone was going, there's no way anyone's going to pay this much, because we were like three times as much as the PVC toys, mm-hmm. you know, now we seem so reasonable. We're still three times the amount of the PVC toys, but we haven't quite made it to the engineered electronics of tomorrow, you know.
Well, we've seen this major shift in the sex toy industry, and yet it seems like the giants still remain with their cheap, kind of mass-produced products. Do you think they will always be there? They'll always be around?
Well, because you know, I've seen a lot of bloggers complain about copy on packaging too, from certain main manufacturers, probably the largest manufacturer out there right now, and you know, obviously they find that there's a market for that. They wouldn't do it if there wasn't a market for it.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be people who don't care, or they don't know, you know, and it's all right with them. And I know people who know about it and still don't care. So, you know, it's personal choice. But there's some interesting stuff going on with laws that I was just made aware of, and it's something that I think is going to potentially change everything.
Well, are you talking about, because, you know, one of my sponsors, WeVibe, just won a pretty significant court case where they took some other toy manufacturers to court claiming that their designs of their toys infringed on patents that that WeVibe has. And WeVibe won. I mean, is that what you're referring to?
I'm not.
This is something different.
Totally different. However, let's talk about that for a second.
Okay.
So there's two different kinds of patents. There's use patents and design patents. And I believe that WeVibe has both. I also believe that the other company has both, the one that they litigated against. WeVibe actually gave cease and desist to several companies at the same time, but this was the only case that was really taken up. I'm not sure if they have plans for the other companies or that the other companies at the time of the cease and desist desisted it, manufacturing and distributing these anymore. But
right.
This one company chose not to. And I like both companies. I think they're brilliant. Brilliant companies. But it takes a lot to defend. So I believe this was more about the use patent than the design patent. The design patent, most dildos and vibrators are kind of like angles, and you can't patent an angle. That it's found in nature. So it's hard to patent something with veins that looks like something you'd find in nature because that isn't what you can patent. So if you have unique things like Fun Factory used to, and I believe they still do, make a lot of vibrators with faces and they look like children's toys, but mm-hmm. that's totally design patentable.
Right.
So that no
like,
one
remember
else
remember when
can
they
do
had that.
That
one that looked like a little worm and
right,
had a face.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if it has a unique look to it, you can patent that. But more importantly, if it's a unique product and idea that's never gone on before, you can use patent it. The Fieldo has a use patent. It stays stable using your PC muscles, and it's a double-ended dildo. I don't own the use patent for it. I did not invent the Fieldo. Aerogenics has the patent on it, and it is an expensive procedure to go and litigate. Well, many cease and desists have happened, and as a whole, we have been kind of happy about people respecting our patent, although there are people who don't. But it's very expensive to litigate. For WeVibe, I believe I read there were three different counsels. We're not talking individual lawyers. We're talking three different law firms that were litigating for one of the plaintiffs in that lawsuit, and they won. I'm amazed and. It's really nice to see that happen.
We need to take a break.
Okay.
But if people want to see what all the fuss is about in terms of WeVibe, they can go to we-vibe.com and check out the new WeVibe 3, which is, in fact, a very unique toy. We could debate the legal aspects of it, but when you see it, you will know it's incredibly unique. But we've got callers on the line. We've got questions coming in by email. So I'm going to have to fire away at all of these when we get back. So stay with us, Metis, and stay
I
with
will.
Us, listeners. We've got your questions coming up next.
The Internet's number one talk station.
Number one talk station.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Turn off the TV and pick up the remote control that is sure to please. Worn while making love, the WeVibe 3 features whisper quiet motors that will keep you anything but quiet. We can't help it if the rechargeable battery lasts longer than you do. Learn more about the world's number one vibrator for couples at WeVibe.com. WeVibe, share the pleasure.
Good Vibrations is the San Francisco Bay Area-based women-friendly retailer trusted for more than three decades to provide a comfortable, welcoming, and safe environment for quality sex toys, educational materials, and products that enhance and empower one's sex life. Good Vibrations offers its products at six retail locations in San Francisco, Berkeley, and Oakland, California, and in Brookline, Massachusetts, as well as online at www.goodvibes.com. Online ordering is discreet and trusted. We believe that pleasure is your birthright, and one of our highly trained staff members can help you choose the product that is perfect for you at 1-800-BUY-VIBE. Call us 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Pacific Time at 1-800-289-8423 or visit us online at www.goodvibes.com.
Ready to take your sex life to the next level? Let Tristan Taramino's award-winning expert guide sex education series help. Each DVD is packed with honest information, explicit techniques, scorching sex scenes, authentic chemistry, and real female orgasms. Go to puckerup.com and use coupon code SEXOUTLOUD for 25% off your order.
You're tuned in to Sex Out Loud with your host, Tristan Taramino. We want to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, please send an email to Tristan@puckerup.com. That's Tristan@puckerup.com. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Sex Out Loud. Today we're talking with Meta Slack, who is the founder and creator of Tantus, one of the leading silicone sex toy manufacturers. And we've got a listener on the line with a bunch of questions. Her name is Ness, and she's also known online to some of you as Nymphomaniac Ness. So I want you all to know that this is the actual Nymphomaniac Ness. Welcome to Sex Out Loud, Ness.
Hello. Thank you. Sorry, I'm quite nervous. It's been a long time since I've spoken online like this.
Oh, all you're doing is talking on the phone.
Exactly.
That is a very good point. But my main question was, the UK is very behind in sex education when it comes to safe sex toys and sex toys in general. How do you think this will change, and what do you think we can do to change it?
You know, I think that watching the US the last 15 years change it, it comes from the people who are speaking out about it, like you, like Andy, from store clerks themselves. Tristan was a store clerk at one time. Ducky Doolittle was a store clerk at one time. And I think that their expertise came because of their passion. And they because they wanted to discuss this with others. I think it's very organic. Tristan, what do you think?
I think you're right about that, and so far we only really have one company who's online who really focuses on safe sex toys and doesn't stock anything.
And some of them, though, you know, you've got, I haven't heard them pronounced, I assume it's Shush.
Oh, no, did Shush, sorry, I'm behind with Shush. I thought Shush did PVC toys.
I don't know. I know they do silicone as well.
They make their own silicone.
And they started, they started with a feminist sort of background. But Love Honey and Shush, and there used to be, I don't remember, there used to be an online company before Love Honey that was amazing, but you know it was they didn't have the marketing skills that other companies do. And I mean, we're even in Ann Summers now. So Ann Summers has picked up silicone, and they're all over the UK. I think that the UK is kind of coming around, but it's a slow start. It was in the States too.
Yeah, I'm very hopeful that it will progress, and I'm always telling companies about silicone toys and
Absolutely.
Safer toys. something.
And, you know, I see the same thing in Germany. I mean, you know, the UK is not alone. I think Germany, the store, when I go to Europe and look in Amsterdam and look in Germany, and I can't even find stores in Paris, I'm shocked at what they choose to sell. They don't seem to have the quality, a consciousness about quality that we have in the States, have created in the States. Not that all U.S. stores are that way, but there are a lot of them.
But do you think, I mean, this is a great example. Do you think that the consumer can drive the shift? I mean, do you think that people like Tess can educate herself and then her friends and her peer group, and then they can walk into stores and say, hey, we really wish you carried more silicone?
I mean, as long as they're the consumers, they can drive it. As long as they support their local, I love, one of the things I have on Tanis's site is about how green we are. And part of it is that we try and buy locally as much as possible. And I think that is something that, you know, it's convenient to go online, but it's really nice to hold something in your hand and know exactly what it feels like and how you're, you know, be able to feel the vibrations, feel the material, and have that one-on-one contact with it. I think they can, and I think that, you know, what I know about U.S. bloggers is a lot of them work in stores or have worked in stores and got their start that way. So I think there's a lot of relationship between advocates and stores.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks for calling and thanks for staying up so late, because I know you're in the U.K., Ness, and it's past most people's bedtime. I've got another question from Maria Metis. She says, I know that silicone toys are safe to clean with mild soap and water and boiling when a proper sex toy cleaner is not available, but can they still deteriorate the material faster over time? I really love my Tantus Curve, so it worries me that if I'm not using the right cleaning product, it will cause my silicone toy damage.
The only way the silicone is going to be damaged is with, I'm thinking, you know, the way a dishwasher works is that the soap goes and then it kind of sandblasts it. It kind of is really abrasive. That's why we say top shelf of your dishwasher rather than down below. But now any soap you use is going to be absolutely fine with the Tanis product.
Okay, so there's not a worry.
No, not a worry at all.
Okay, so then I've got another question, which someone just emailed me. People are on fire with this, from Kate. She says, how can I prevent the base of my silicone dildo from getting torn? I know you're supposed to be gentle with it, but that's not always possible. Is there some fail-safe method I can use?
Wow. That's a question I don't usually get. One of the ways I've seen it done before, and Tanis doesn't sell this, but there used to be a ring made out of, and in fact, Good Vibes used to sell them. I don't know if they do anymore, but it was made out of wetsuit material.
Oh, and I remember these, yes.
And they had a hole for your dildo, and that made a larger, more protected base for it. And if Good Vibrations doesn't sell it, if they do, it's awesome, and I love that they're a sponsor, so I'm even plugging yes. that sponsor right now. But if they don't, you make like a donut in that kind of material. It's
right.
awesome.
Okay, another question from JJ in Brooklyn. I've heard that using silicone lube on a silicone toy causes a reaction.
Yes.
I love silicone toys. I really like silicone lube, but of course I've never used them together without a latex condom because of the aforementioned reaction. But what is the reaction? Is it like baking soda and white vinegar?
So when I was talking before about electrons, And silicone is wonderful in that all the electrons are bonded to one another. The only thing that will set them off is other silicone. because it'll want to bond to the silicone. And that's what's happening, which is why it becomes gummy. It doesn't melt. It doesn't, what happens is it gets gummy. Mm-hmm. You can try on the base of your dildo, a little bit of your lube, and see if there's an effect. It'll happen almost instantly. And if there is, just take it off, remove it with your thumbnail. You'll be able to, and it'll be perfectly fine. Tannis doesn't usually have a problem with lubes. But I have to guess what lube you're using, you know, and you can be using a really high-end lube or you can be using a no-name, anything goes in lube, and there are different grades of silicone. And what happens with others' toys that are made of lesser grade material is that sometimes they start trying to bond to one another.
Okay, but Metis, can you say definitively that there is a brand or several brands of silicone lube that don't react with Tantus silicone toys?
We don't have a problem with Eros. Mm. We haven't had a problem with Wet ID. But I don't recommend them on the softer material. The O2, I don't recommend it at all. The other thing is that latex condom may have silicone lube on it. And that has made one of our O2 products have this weird outside thing. So the latex condom doesn't always work either.
Well, right. You have to see if it's a lubricated condom.
Right.
Often they don't. You have to really read the tiny, tiny print to
uh-huh.
see even what's in the lube on the
condom. And I've gotten too old. I can't see that small. Yeah. So we've actually had problems with the silicone lube in that are on pre-lubed condoms.
Okay. So we have to take another break. Speaking of lube. If you are unsure about this, folks, then you should use a water-based lube with your silicone sex toys. And a great water-based lube is Astroglide Natural, which is glycerin and paraben-free. You can go to astroglide.com and get a free sample. Coming up, I want to talk about what the future holds for Tantus. I got a little peek at some of what the future holds, and it has to do with spanking.
Ooh.
So, yeah. I'm going to ask Metis all about what's coming up for her and for her company. Stay with us. We will chat with Metis more after the break.
Streaming live, the leader in internet talk radio, voiceamerica.com.
Looking to add something fun and different to your sexual experiences? Then try Astroglide X, premium silicone personal lubricant. Astroglide X contains a unique blend of high-quality silicones that provide a silky smooth experience unlike any other. Astroglide X is also waterproof and perfect for water play. Not only does Astroglide X last longer than all water-based products and is hypoallergenic and latex safe, it's even great for massage. For more information and a free sample, visit astroglide.com.
Good Vibrations is the San Francisco Bay Area-based women-friendly retailer trusted for more than 3 decades to provide a comfortable, welcoming, and safe environment for quality sex toys, educational materials, and products that enhance and empower one's sex life. Good Vibrations offers its products at 6 retail locations in San Francisco, Berkeley, and Oakland, California, and in Brookline, Massachusetts, as well as online at www.goodvibes.com. Online ordering is discreet and trusted. We believe that pleasure is your birthright, and one of our highly trained staff members can help you choose the product that is perfect for you at 1-800-BUY-VIBE. Call us 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Pacific Time at 1-800-289-8423 or visit us online at www.goodvibes.com.
Ready to take your sex life to the next level? Let Tristan Taramino's award-winning expert guide sex education series help. Each DVD is packed with honest information, explicit techniques, scorching sex scenes, authentic chemistry, and real female orgasms. Go to puckerup.com and use coupon code SEXOUTLOUD for 25% off your order.
You're tuned in to Sex Out Loud with your host, Tristan Terramino. We want to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, please send an email to Tristan at puckerup.com. That's Tristan at puckerup.com. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Sex Out Loud. We're talking with Meta Slack, the founder of Tantus, and I recently got a wonderful care package from Tantus in the mail with a set of your newest products, your silicone paddles.
Did you try them out?
I did, and I absolutely love them. But you know what occurred to me is, has no one done this before, silicone paddles?
No one's done this before. Can you imagine that? Here is something that you can, you know, you can play with multiple partners and clean them between partners, you know, and yet no one has done this. It's pretty awesome.
I mean, first of all, they're really fabulous shapes, and they all have quite a little thud. But yes, I immediately thought that, you know, sometimes when you're giving a spanking, you'd like to sort of rev up the genitals. I mean, they're right there, right? They're right there.
Uh-huh. If you're
and
doing
now
it right.
You can sort of drag the paddle. I mean, you know, some people like the spanking of the genitals, some people don't. But you can drag the paddle uh-huh. all over the genitals. And like you said, it's super easy to clean.
Absolutely. And the silicone, here's the thing, leather is, you use it on a saddle on a horse in order to protect the horse from the contact. It dampens the sensation. Silicone is made to transfer sensation. So
yes,
it,
to transmit
it so
the vibration, the smack.
Absolutely. You do not want to go full throttle right out of the gate with these.
No, but there's also these clever, I mean, one of the things I love is that you have these really funny promotional materials like Sticking It to the Man since 1998, and you have this clever sheet that comes with it that says very clearly, these are for advanced play. This is not a beginner toy, and it's done in this cute way that looks like it's like sort of a game console, which I love. I mean, I love your sense of humor and your willingness to sort of incorporate it in your brand messaging and in your packaging. You're not afraid to be fun and kind of remind people that you make sex toys for a living. It's fun.
Yeah. If sex can't be fun, then you're doing something wrong. You know, that has been one of the cruxes of what we've done. We've never taken ourselves so seriously that we didn't feel like the education should be enjoyable for everyone. And we, you know, we try and make everything good, clean, fun.
I understand that there are some new developments around the safety of sex toy materials in the legal arena. Can you talk a little bit about that?
And none of this is new, but it's now being looked at. So, having been kind of this unofficial spokesperson for material safety. I've done a lot of research. I've had things on our website. We have the 2006 Dutch Danish EPA study, which is the only Danish randomly chose 16 sex toys and they did mass gas chromatography and mass spectrometry. Gosh, I can't even
pronounce things. Spectrometry or something, right?
On these to find out what all these toys were made out of, because it's all mystery material otherwise. And not only did they find phthalates, which is the PVC plasticizer, but they also found trimethylene chloride, toluene, cadmium, and a whole, you know, arsenic, lead, a whole bunch of other chemicals. Well, you know, this has been out since 2006. Tantus has it on our website under Sex Ed. We've got a whole bunch of articles there by various people and some really good reading. And, you know, I reference it a lot, but only recently, you know, we've been doing these seminars at CatalystCon, mm-hmm. with Ducky Doolittle and Jennifer Pruitt from Smitten Kitten. And we've we've been inspiring more conversation. We actually inspired Dogology.org that it is set up to test and then publicly declare what's in individual sex toys. And one of the things that I recently was cued into was that the problem with, I'm getting ahead of myself. The problem with the legality of this, you have going after laws regulating sex toys like dog toys and children's toys are regulated, is that no politician is going to get in front of this. It's career suicide. So the class action suit, which would be the other alternative, you have to go to your doctor, you know, with a chemical burn or an irritation, and they have to be able to recognize that it's from that toy. And so far, I haven't seen any doctors really do that. So this has been a quandary, and we felt like our hands are tied behind our backs until I was just clued into lawyers going after the 1986 Safe Drinking Water and Toxic Enforcement Act of California. And this is Prop 65. And if there are 22 pages of chemicals that have been deemed cancerous or problematic for reproductive toxicology, mm-hmm. and you can still sell products that are on this list, but it has to have a warning label. I have yet to see a dildo with a warning label on it. I have yet to see a vibrator with a warning label, you know, and so this industry seems to have ignored it. And part of it is that half of it, you know, more than half of the products here are made in China, and no one, until mm-hmm. they do a chemical thing, knows what it's made out of.
Well, I think this is an important step, the idea that this list of chemicals that are known carcinogens could then be applied to labeling, which then again just really informs and educates consumers, because
Absolutely.
That's what it's about. Consumers can make their own decisions, but they need to know what's
in the product. Yeah, absolutely.
I'm back.
Hello?
Hi, sorry we had a little snafu there, but I just wanted to thank you for being on the show, and unfortunately we're out of time.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Tristan. It's been a joy.
Well, if you want to hear Metis talk more about toxic toys, you can join her and I and lots of other sex-positive professionals at Catalyst Con West, September 27th to the 29th in Woodland Hills, California. You can register at catalystcon.com. Sex Out Loud is a proud sponsor of the event and will be recording special episodes in front of a live studio audience. Metis Black is the founder of Tantus, Inc., an award-winning sex toy manufacturer, and you can find them at tantusinc.com. You can follow Metis on Twitter at Metis Black. All of these links and more can be found at Sex Out Loud Radio. Click on the link for episode resources. And if you want to find me, you can check out my adults-only website, puckerup.com, and my safe-for-work site, tristanterramino.com. I want to thank everyone who makes this show possible. Executive producer Karen Dana, associate producer Raymond Johnson, segment producer and editor Colton, announcer Cooper Beckett from Life on the Swing Set, Matt, my engineer, and everyone at Voice America. Tune in next Friday at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern, when my guest will be punk porn princess Joanna Angel. Until then, keep the discussion going and take some time to talk about sex out loud.
That's a wrap on today's show. Go to voiceamerica.com to listen to this and other episodes on demand or as podcasts. And make sure you come back next Friday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific, for Sex Out Loud with Tristan Terramino on Voice America Variety.
Sex Out Loud is brought to you by Good Vibrations, creating a buzz since 1977.